Leaders are all around us, at all times, and in every area of our lives. They motivate. They risk the first step. But what motivates a leader? In our Central Texas Leadership Series, KWBU has invited local leaders to talk with people they know who guide and inspire to find out what makes them tick. In this episode, Fiona Bond, Director of Creative Waco. Hosting the conversation is Liz Taylor, marketing and advertising consultant with Elizabeth A. Taylor Consulting, formerly director of the Waco Convention Center. Liz is a member of the Brazos Valley Public Broadcasting Foundation Board of Directors. This conversation was recorded May 4th in the KWBU studio.
Welcome to KWBU's Central Texas Leadership Series. I'm Liz Taylor. Once again, and I'm talking today with Fiona Bond, who is Director of Creative Waco. Welcome, Fiona.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Okay. Well, it's great for us to have this conversation, and that's all that we're doing is having a conversation, and you can tell us all of your unbridled secrets.
Because no one else is going to hear, right?
That's right, right. No, a lot of people hear, But it's but it is a leadership series, so we are going to talk about leadership and philosophies and everything. But I want to start out with you talking about who you are and how you got here, because, you don't talk like me.
You think people can tell I'm from Far East Texas?
That's right. Far East Texas. I love it.
Well, I grew up in the southeast of England in an area of Kent that I describe as being closer to France than it was to London.
Really?
Right in the middle of the countryside, very rural. And my father is a scientist, and my mother too, although she later became a pastor of a church. And a very idyllic little country village that we lived in, surrounded by cherry and apple orchards. And we used to walk through those orchards, which were full of sheep and lambs in the spring, to school, in a little school that was built of local flint stone. So really very different to Waco.
Well, it is. That does sound very idyllic and really kind of special. So you grew up there, and a little about your family.
Yes, my so as I said, my father is a scientist. He was research strategist for Shell UK in agricultural and biochemical engineering. My mother was originally trained as a scientist and then a teacher, but later went into the ministry. That was actually after my sister and I had already graduated high school.
So you have a sister?
I have a sister. She's a winemaker. Oh, if you can't have a doctor or lawyer in the family, then a winemaker is definitely the next on the list.
That works. Yeah, that's
definitely
great.
And we lived in a number of different places. In fact, growing up, we lived in Houston for a couple of years because my father was posted to Houston with Shell. Okay. In a leadership development program that Shell had. And so we spent a couple of years living in Houston, really at the age that my children were when we moved with them to Waco, which is
okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, just a few years ago. Okay, so kind of quickly, let's go through your idea about and your love of the arts and how you got into the Creative Waco position. And we've got time to talk about and kind of get into that. But that's what people want to hear about, is how did you get here?
Well, the short answer to that question is Baylor University had been trying to recruit my husband, Bruce Longnecker, for a number of years. And at the time we were living in Scotland, he was teaching at St. Andrews University, and I was working in Dundee at a place called Dundee Contemporary Arts. And Waco had not been on our top 10 list of cities that we'd always wanted to live in.
True.
However, Baylor was a rising university in his discipline, which is the emergence of Christianity and Greco-Roman culture. So he is a theologian and a historian and a biblical scholar. And Baylor definitely had been really rising in terms of its prominence, certainly in terms of who it was recruiting and the discipline itself. And so it was somewhere that he always had on his radar as an interesting place. And I've worked in the arts for a number of years before we were in Dundee. So I had run arts festivals, arts organisations in a number of different cities in the UK, and had got into the realm of the role of the arts in economic development, which was something that really interested me.
Good.
Because I could see from the kinds of arts organisations I had run just how that wider ecosystem of the arts as part of a healthy community really, really figures. It's so important. And in every city that I've lived and worked, that's been a really fundamental part of the character, the personality of the city. And so when we had the opportunity of moving to Waco, Baylor actually brought both of us to visit. And
smart.
I have to say, well, it turned out to be very smart. I mean, certainly Bruce would have been interested in the position. But his biggest concern was how good a fit would it be for the rest of us, for myself and for our two sons. And because really, Bruce is very adaptable. He can live anywhere that has a library.
Okay.
He's a very flexible person. But that's not necessarily true for myself and our boys. We had pretty specific needs and interests. And I have to say, it was love at first sight with Waco.
That's the right answer.
Well, and that was unexpected for me. I'm not quite sure what I expected to find in Waco, but what I did find was a city that had sculpture along the river. At the time, there was a wonderful sculpture exhibition.
That's right.
Right along the riverbank. And, of course, you know, those wonderful longhorns by mm-hmm. the suspension mm-hmm. bridge were just going in at that point. I saw all kinds of new growth. I met fantastic people. We experienced hospitality on a level that I think is exemplary. And we were completely bowled over by what we found and decided it was a place that we could really make home.
And so you moved your family here.
We did, yes.
And y'all have lock, stock, and barrel become involved in the community and in a variety of different things. Your kids are, and you are, and Bruce is. And I know I will just say that what a pleasure it is to have you in this community, and that you call it home.
Yes, we really do. And thank you for saying that. We really love this community. It's brought so much richness to our lives. The relationships that we've built here, the willingness there is for people to embrace new ideas, and like I say, the hospitality that we've experienced here in terms of welcoming strangers. We're immigrants, and you know, we hear so much discourse in the public realm right now, in the mm-hmm. political realm, about immigration mm-hmm. and just the, you know, obviously politically it's a hot topic, but our personal experience of immigrating here has been one of hospitality and reciprocality and just people reaching out to make us feel very welcome. And we truly appreciate that, because people didn't have to do that.
Well, that's great. That's great. And I'm not even a little bit disappointed in any of anything that Waco's done, because for you guys, because bringing you or y'all coming here really kind of hearkened a point in development of our community, and y'all are an integral part of what's going on in Waco now, and we're going to get to what's happening with Creative Waco. We're going to talk about that in a second, but I wanted to continue this and talk a little about your role as a leader in the community. And you smile whenever I say that, because you don't probably consider yourself a leader in this community.
Definitely not. I would not put that label on myself.
But I believe you are, and I believe that's evident of your ability to gather the support and build a consensus for the support of the programs that you're bringing to Waco. And we'll talk about all of that in a minute.
Thank you. Well, that's very kind to say.
But I think that is indicative of your leadership abilities. So how did you get those leadership abilities? I mean, where did all that come from?
Well, that's very nice of you to say. I'm not sure I do have any leadership abilities. What I think I do have is a willingness to work very hard.
Okay.
And that's something that was instilled in me right from childhood and from my parents, who are both very hardworking, but also who have such a commitment to other people and the greater good and to community. So does my husband. And that's something that we've been keen to surround ourselves with people and experiences that place a high value on community. And so I think when we came here, that was a very natural extension of being strangers in a strange place, trying to find where our past experiences would maybe bring some value to the community.
I remember one of the first meetings that we had, and beyond the fact that I was just intrigued with you and your personality and everything, I saw in you like, okay, this is a future. This is someone who is going to help build the future of this community. And, you know, it's kind of a good feeling to say that to say that and to see it now becoming a part of what's happening. I'm going to pat myself on the back. No, I'm not doing that, but I'm going to tell you that, it takes special people to come into any community and take a role, and make a role for themselves as a leader, even though it might not have even been intended. I think there's a difference between servant leaders than maybe other leadership roles. Mm-hmm. For those of you who are just joining us, this is KWBU's Central Texas Leadership Series. I'm Liz Taylor, and I'm talking today with Fiona Bond, Director of Creative Waco, which we hadn't even got to talk about yet, but we will. So,
Well, Liz, everything you said, thank you. I am touched and humbled by that vote of confidence. And I mean, I think I would have to say, in terms of leadership, the work that I'm doing in Waco did not come from any desire for leadership. What it came from was a recognition that this community had in spades all the building blocks that we had so wished were there in some of the other communities I've worked in, and just an amazing opportunity in terms of cultural development that I could really see was going to become such a major component of the next step for Waco. You know, having been through that process in other cities, and particularly Dundee, where I had worked before, Waco has some assets that really Dundee never had when they embarked on this journey. And so it was a relatively easy vision to coalesce in saying this really needs to be the next step for Waco to look at what cultural growth might look like and how it might be resourced and what kind of configuration it needs to have in order to get to that next level. And of course, we have so many fantastic leaders in the mm-hmm. arts in our community mm-hmm. who have already been doing so much to make this something that was just at that point of takeoff.
That's true. But it takes it takes people who are willing to not only be able to see all of those parts, but to figure out how to put them together. And I think my perspective, if that's where your leadership abilities have really come to a forepoint, is because you can see how to put all of those things together in a way that makes everybody else say, oh, we hadn't thought about that maybe, or well, we thought about that, but we didn't know how to do it. And that's what leadership is. I mean, that's part of what leadership is. It's not doing all the work yourself. It's finding all the parts and all the people who are willing and making sure they understand what their role is.
And the nice thing about the arts is that it is it's a very organic kind of industry or set of organizations, and it requires many people pulling in the same direction for any sense of a movement or organizational structure to happen. And so we have the benefit in Waco of all kinds of fantastic people that are willing to make that happen. But I think maybe the advantage that I had was I had seen this work in many different communities. And so, you know, I was able to draw from the leadership and the vision that people have had in many different communities. And actually, if we look back in time and history throughout the ages, people who've been able to be drivers for cultural flourishing, whether that is great artists like Da Vinci, whether that is, you know, people, the Catholic Church has been an amazing leader in terms of cultural flourishing and the ability to invest in culture that really meant something to people through the ages. And we see these wonderful bright spots through history and recently in terms of some of the cities that I've worked in. So I think, you know, there's a great, we stand on the shoulders of giants, but you can never drive these things just by one person. It has to be an ecosystem of many people being able to work hard and also being prepared to invest their talents, not just for themselves, but for the greater good and for the idea of having a community that's connected.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we can bring all that around to Creative Waco. And let's talk a little about Creative Waco. I mean, because, I mean, it's an organization that just sort of popped up, right? I mean, it hadn't, you know, it wasn't another organization. It's a new organization in town. And talk a little bit about what y'all are doing with Creative Waco.
Well, Creative Waco exists to be the connector, really, for the arts and cultural sector. Perhaps a little bit like Prosper Waco is doing with the nonprofit sector. In other cities, an organization like Creative Waco might be called a council for the arts or a cultural affairs unit. We don't like to be quite that prosaic, and we like to leave a little breathing space for it to become whatever it needs to be in Waco. But the reason for having an organization like Creative Waco is because there is help out there in state level and at national level for growing cultural organizations. But often that funding or that infrastructural help can only come via what the arts community calls a local arts agency. That's a pretty specific technical term. But basically, if you have an organization like that in your community, then you can access all kinds of help and infrastructure and funding to grow your arts and cultural
sector. So Creative Waco is that local arts agency.
That's what we hope, yes.
And that's going to help the arts and cultural activities in the community have resources and potentially have resources available to them. But why is that important to the whole community? I mean, where does that come in?
That is a great question. And, you know, throughout history, we've wrestled with that question about what is creativity for? What are the arts for? What do they do that nothing else does? And every culture that we value through history has placed a high emphasis on the arts. And yet when you try to monetize the importance of that, it's very difficult to do.
But because, I mean, isn't it really just about jobs?
Well, and certainly that's one of the reasons that we invest in the cultural sector, because there is definitely an economic development component. But I think as human beings, there's a real importance to the arts and creativity. We know that when children are trained in creative subjects, they become much better problem solvers. We know that in all our scriptures, the very beginning point of what we learn about the nature of God and what we learn about the nature of human beings has creativity at the core. It's the very first thing that's right there at, in the beginning of the Old Testament, God created.
Okay, I just want to stop for just a second. If you're just joining us, this is KWBU's Central Texas Leadership Series. I'm Liz Taylor, and I'm here talking today with Fiona Bond, Director of Creative Waco, and we are getting into the heart of it why is Creative Waco important for this community, and why do people need to support it?
I think there's something really fundamental about what creativity does for us as human beings. And even if we are not artistic, even if we're not a great musician or visual artist, there's something about being able to bring our creative, our problem-solving abilities, our vision, our unique perspective,
our expression,
to whatever it is that we do. And ultimately, the arts and creativity connects people, communities, helps us walk in someone else's shoes, look through their eyes. We hear so much in the wider media at the moment about reasons to divide, reasons to dislike people, reasons to separate ourselves from other people. And yet we have this very countercultural, an anachronism in some ways, but we have a countercultural strand which is activated through creativity and through the arts that allows us to understand where someone else is coming from, to see through different eyes, to maybe look at something familiar in unfamiliar ways, to challenge ourselves, to think differently, to have fun, to bring people together. Waco has become a wonderful place for bringing people together through festivals.
And expressing people expressing themselves either in music or in visual arts or whatever. I mean,
absolutely. It's one of the best ways for understanding a little bit more about the different cultural currents which make up our own community. I've learned so much about Hispanic culture and African American culture through concerts and through art, through writing, visual art. Some of our high schoolers are producing amazing visual art right now, which really takes you deeply into the things that they care about most. It's a wonderful access into people's most important, sometimes most secret, desires and fears. And this is such a powerful way of connecting people and bringing life to that whole part of community that often disconnects and divides and separates us. It becomes a very precious way of connecting people.
So bottom line, because some people in our audience are really just bottom line people. So bottom line, having a healthy arts and cultural and creative community is good for business. It's good for whatever business, even if it's not a business in the arts.
It's good for all kinds of things. Communities that have a vibrant cultural sector do much better when it comes to attracting new businesses, retaining talent, all the kinds of metrics that we would want to measure in terms of education and reduction in crime.
Education.
Absolutely.
It's important in education, isn't it?
It's a really important fact for all of the things that we say in... You know, we've looked at those documents in Waco that lay out the aspirations for our community. We have a wonderful community plans. We have the comprehensive plan for the city. We have the Imagine Waco plan. All of these have aspirations to improve our metrics on things like reduction in poverty, improving educational outcomes, reducing crime. All of those things correlate very strongly in improvement terms with communities that do well in terms of investment in the arts.
So the arts and cultural stuff, it's not just fluff, is it?
They're tools in the kit for making the kinds of improvements that we want to on every level, whether it's personal, whether it's interrelational, whether it's community-wide, whether it's economic.
Okay. That's always great. And I think we can probably continue talking about this forever and ever and ever and ever. But because I think we both are kind of like-minded about it, and we both understand what's good for the community in that sense and all of that. So bring that around to what are y'all doing right now with Creative Waco? What's the process right now?
Mm-hmm. The thing that is occupying most of my time right now is the application for Waco.
Especially since you're not in school right now.
Right. Yes. I'm also doing an MBA at Baylor, but I just finished the semester, which I'm very happy about. So we are putting together an application for Waco to be recognized at state level as a cultural district. That will bring all kinds of advantages to Waco, and it means we get championed at state level as one of the portfolio of cities that is recognized as being a cultural destination. We already are, because we already thousands of people visiting Waco every week.
Because of all the museums and all of the everything else going on in the
and
music.
And because of Magnolia, too. This is a design-driven company.
Oh,
and
yes.
Because we make great whiskey and because we do all kinds of creative things in our community.
Don't we have sampled? No, I'm just teasing.
So we're already a cultural destination because those are the basic elements of culture. Culture is not just about having a wonderful symphony, which we do, and having wonderful arts museums, which we also do, and fantastic festivals, but it's also about having artisans, craftspeople, people who are designers living and working in our community and attracting more.
And we have that because there are First Friday events that go on, and there are, what is it, the Wednesday isn't there a Wednesday event?
And there are poetry readings. And there are all kinds of...
And they're all over town.
All kinds of grassroots groups that are springing up all over the place to share arts and cultural practices and to discuss hot topics.
And, of course, the most basic, I mean, I think for most people, the most basic thing is food. And we have all different types of food culture. And different things happening with that.
Yes, so. I would defy anyone to not describe Heritage Creamery as a cultural asset and as art.
That's right.
Absolutely. We have some fantastic creative people who are in the whole food and drinks industry.
Creating events is part of what...
Yes, so bringing together programming, doing a fantastic job of promoting what we have as a more integrated package, and then deciding where the gaps are, what we want to bring in as a community, what new things need to be added to that portfolio. But at the same time, as well as trying to move forward in promoting Waco as a cultural hub and a cultural district, we're also trying to use that as a mechanism for bringing together the infrastructure which will let us become a grant-making body to arts and cultural organizations, so that when people have great ideas about new programming, either our existing arts organizations or new ones, we will be able to find mechanisms as a community for giving some base funding for that, maybe bringing in partnership funding. There are all kinds of resources out there that actually Waco has not been getting its fair share of. And so one of the reasons we're trying to do this is to try to prime the pump so that Waco can become.
And one of the reasons why is we didn't have an organization or a mechanism to help us do that.
To bring it all together.
Right. And and so that's a great part of what you're doing is creating that organization.
Absolutely. And I would hope we're always a lean organization, that we let the artists and creatives do their thing, but we become a way of helping them.
Right. And allow the business community, the folks who do look at everybody looks at the dollars and everything, but that they understand their role in it too. Because
it's very
critical.
I say if it takes a village to raise a child, it takes a whole city to raise a cultural district.
There you go. And we have a great start. And part of the reason why we have it is because of people like you in our community and people like you willing to take on a leadership role.
Well, I want to say I appreciate your leadership role in Waco because your words about leadership mean a lot because they come from someone who has walked the walk and who truly understands what that means in this community.
Thank you. That's very warm. I'd love to have you come back again sometime and let's continue the discussion.
Thank you so much.
That was Liz Taylor speaking with Fiona Bond, Director of Creative Waco. This episode of the Central Texas Leadership Series was recorded May 4th, 2016 in the KWBU studio. You can find this and past episodes on our website at kwbu.org.